My name is Andy Kramer. I'm with the Texas AgriLife Research Center, located in Halfway. Halfway is located about 45 miles north of Lubbock on the Texas High Plains. And today I'm going to be talking about the study that we've had going for the past 4 years. We've been evaluating a cotton sorghum cropping system using limited irrigation strategies. On the Texas High Plains, we plant about 4.2 million acres of cotton each year. Of that, 1.8 being dry land, 2.4 being irrigated. And with an increased demand and our limited supply of groundwater, water use efficiency and water savings policies are at the top of our list. And actual water savings, rather than just improving efficiency, has become the main focus. And the ability to save water and still be productive depends on a number of things, including the crop being produced, the cropping system, irrigation capacity, the cost to pump that irrigation, and what is our crop worth. With that in mind, we wanted to evaluate three different water saving strategies with annual irrigation depths limited to 5 inches of irrigation per year. We also wanted to evaluate a continuous cotton and a cotton sorghum rotation under these limited irrigation strategies to determine which one was more productive. Long term, we want to be able to develop viable production alternatives that require minimal seasonal irrigation. Again, our study was conducted at the Halfway location on the Texas High Plains. It's a 4-year study beginning in 2004 and ending in 2007. Treatments consisted of 3 irrigation strategies, 4 crop sequences. It's a randomized complete block design, 3 blocks, and 12 replicates. Irrigation strategies were labeled T1, T2, and T3, with our T1 strategy being pre-plant irrigation only, or irrigation used just to get the crop established, no in-season irrigation. And we had available to us, or we designated 5 inches to be available. We didn't use that much for pre-plant, so everything that we didn't use, we considered that the saved irrigation. For the T2 strategy, we would evaluate conditions at planting. If soil moisture content was less than 50%, we would decide not to plant that treatment that year. And in 2006, this happened. We had a dry year, and we actually let the T2 strategy sit fallow during that growing season. The other 3 years we planted, we had 5 inches available during the season. And again, what we didn't use, we considered that saved. For the T3 strategy, regardless of planting conditions, we planted the crop. And we had 5 inches of irrigation available in season. What we didn't use, we saved. 4 crop sequences consisted of continuous cotton, a cotton-cotton sorghum, which was cotton planted 1 year after sorghum, a cotton sorghum cotton, which was a cotton planted 2 years after sorghum, and a sorghum cotton cotton, which was our sorghum crop. This is a picture of the field layout. You can see the 3 blocks. Within each of the blocks, each of the irrigation strategies is represented, the T1, T2, and T3. And within each of the irrigation strategies, you'll see 16 plots, which represent the 4 crop sequences replicated 4 times. For a total of 144 plots on roughly 22 acres, so a large-scale test. We went with a minimum till approach all years. This is a list of operations performed annually. We would shred previous year stalks, pull those stalks, both the cotton and sorghum. We would run rolling cultivator, furrow dike alternate rows, and we would run the rotary hoe to minimize wind damage if it was necessary. And also, depending on the amount of rainfall that we received, we may have gone back and re-diked, fixed damaged dikes. This table shows the cotton and sorghum varieties, planting dates, and plant populations. I'd like to point out that in 2005, we did change cotton varieties. And both the cotton and sorghum varieties were chosen because they had done well in small plot tests on the high plains in the past. Also, planting date and target population for cotton are similar across years, as well as for the sorghum across years. We used 2 methods for applying irrigation. For that T1 pre-plant strategy, we applied irrigation with the spray method. All other irrigation, in-season irrigation, was done with LEPA, low energy precision application. And the pictures show that we drug the socks in the docked furrows. So how much irrigation was applied to each strategy? It's shown here for the T1 pre-plant. On the four-year average is 0.8 inches was used to get the crop up and going. T2, between 3 and 3.5 inches. And for the T3, between 3.5 and actually 5.2 inches. I'd like to point out here that the sorghum represented by the green bar, you'll notice that it was irrigated less than was the cotton, and that the continuous cotton represented by the red bar was irrigated less than the cotton that was in the rotation. This is due to the fact that we moved water off of the sorghum later in the season and onto that cotton that was in the rotation. This slide represents residual irrigation. And what I mean here is that irrigation that we saved. Again, the T1 treatment, we applied 0.8 inches on average across the 4 years, so we saved 4.2 inches. T2 didn't save as much, and the T3, we pretty much used all 5 inches that we had made available to us. Weather also impacted this study, as 3 years were well above average in the rainfall category, with 1 year, that 06 year, being well below average. The next few slides, I'm going to break down the rainfall in different times of the season for each year of the study. The red line represents a 100-year average for our area. This is off-season rainfall, 100-year average being 4.6 inches, 05 and 07 well above, with 06 well below. Pre and at plant rainfall, 100-year average of 5.6 inches. All came in below, with 2007 being fairly close to the 100-year average. In-season rainfall, 100-year average, 10.6 inches, 04 above, 06 a good ways below. This is those 3 years just combined into one slide. I just wanted to show y'all how it looked for total crop year rainfall. 100-year average being 20.6 inches. 2006 came in 6 inches below that. The other three, 4+ inches above. So how much cotton did we make? Well, where we irrigated the least, we made the lowest yields, which is what we figured. And where we applied a little more, yields increased. Where we applied the 5 inches, we see yields ranging from 1,000 to 1,050 pounds. You see the differences there between the irrigation strategies. Not much difference in crop sequence within those strategies. I want to throw in grain yield here. Again, T1, where we irrigated the least, we see the lowest yields. T2 actually out-yielded T3 here because, again, in 06, we set T2 fallow, and we saw a bump in grain yield the following year. This is the reason that the T2 out-yielded the T3, even though it didn't receive quite as much irrigation. The value of our cotton lint is shown in this slide. Again, where we irrigated the least, we see the lowest dollar value. And where we put on a little more water, our dollar value per pound increased. It was in a range of between 54 and 57 cents. This slide represents average gross return. And what this is the crop value times the yield. Added to that water that we saved, when we gave that value, we gave that water a value of $12 per acre inch. That was $8 fuel cost with a $4 fixed cost. That's probably as low as we wanted to go for our area. And when you add those up, we see a gross return for T1 of $375 to $400. And again, where we saved the most water but had the lowest yields, you'll see that our average gross return was lower. Where we didn't save any water and had higher yields, average gross return was higher. This is the same setup. Here we're just looking at the continuous cotton against the rotation as a whole. And you'll notice that regardless of irrigation strategy, the continuous cotton had a higher gross return than did the rotation. We also wanted to look at water use efficiency. This slide represents seasonal irrigation water use efficiency. And it's represented in pounds of lint per acre inch. Normally we see 50 pounds increase, 50 pounds of lint increase per acre inch. And for the T2 and T3 strategies, we saw in a range of 44 to 126% efficiency. Again, we had above normal rainfall. So to summarize, the T1 or pre-plant irrigation strategies resulted in average cotton yields ranging between 670 to 720 pounds with an average of 0.8 inches applied. The T2 strategy, or the strategy that we set fallow in 06, ranged from 900 to 950 pounds with 3 to 3.3 inches. And where we put on the most irrigation, which still wasn't very much at all, we saw the higher yields of 1,020 to 1050 pounds per acre. Again, looking at just gross return and that residual water valued at $12 per acre inch showed that the water savings in the T1 treatment didn't compensate for the increase in value that the additional irrigation produced in the form of yield for the T2 and T3 treatments. Again, this is gross return. We want to, in the future, sometime look at net returns. And if we increase that $12 per acre inch value, we see that we'll see that some of those numbers will change. It'll be interesting, and that's what we have planned for the future. Looking at the cropping sequences, with the exception of the drier than average 2006 growing season, the continuous cotton system consistently resulted in higher gross returns than did the rotation. And lastly, water use efficiency for the T2 and T3 strategies exceeded normal levels in a range from 44 to 126%. I'd like to acknowledge these folks for their help with the project, and also the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative for their support. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Plenty of time for a few questions.
You don't have any, I guess out there, you don't have any salinity concerns. I guess you get enough rainfall at some point here to flush out the roots.
Well, not in this particular area we don't, but on the high plains there are places that do have that concern, but not at this location. Thank you.